What's up, beer drinkers? We got another great show for you again this week. Short show. Short and sweet. And you know what else is short and sweet? Sweet and short? Is it short and sweet or sweet and short? Whatever it is. The beer list story is short and sweet. We talk about beers you may not have tried yet. Some beer styles. Some not too often seen beer styles in the craft beer community. And unless you're a Dogfish Head. Then maybe. Then maybe you tried it. How many of you had? You probably have more than me because I didn't have that many. So check it out. Also, in our beer news, we go over some cool stuff, some personal, some beer stories that hit close to the heart. I'll just leave it at that. I'll let you listen to it. And then, of course, in our Drunk and Shenanigans, we have two stories that hit close to the heart. One of them is a new music artist that my daughter introduced me to, of all people, and that I actually liked. And so you'll have to wait and see who that is, and hopefully you'll like that artist too. See what I did there? I'm not giving away genders. And then also another story that hit close to home, the tragedy at the VTA yard in San Jose. So we talk about that a little bit, and we raise a pint to those who lost their lives. All right, so don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Just search Cold Brew Podcast. Also, follow us on Untappd and friend us, and we'll friend you back. And email us at coldbrewpodcast@gmail.com for any of your cold brew needs. I do have to say we do have a couple beer combos in the can that will be coming out in the next week and a half. So we're going to have some extra shows for you in the next couple of weeks. So hope you enjoy those as well. So without further ado, it's time for another Cold Brew. What's up, Chrome? It's our turn, baby.
Beer reviews.
We got the
beer and Gucci is beer news.
We Gucci, baby.
This ain't our job, but we're still fly.
You know we're the flyest.
Barely pay our rent.
We still pay our
bills. Cause all our money's spent.
Hey, you know that's right.
On barrel-aged stouts and barley wine.
That's barley wine, though.
We raise a glass to our heroes who have passed.
R.I.P.
Sports TV and movies, too.
Oh, pop culture.
We talk about anything.
Anything.
Our shenanigans.
That's right.
We do what we want. Cause we're Cold Brew.
We're Cold Brew, baby. Coming at you pre-recorded from Cold Brew Studios. I am Greg. He is Sorcerer Chromatic. And we're here to talk about beer.
Yes, we are.
How you doing this week, man?
Doing good.
Yeah, you having a good Memorial Day weekend so far?
So far, yeah. So far, it's been chill.
Chill, relaxed, nice. Have you cracked open a few beers yet?
Oh, definitely.
Right on. I went to Bonehouse last night, and today I went up to Ad Astra. And so, you know, I got to see some friends, got to drink some beers. So a pretty good little weekend so far. And tomorrow I'll be swimming all day with my daughter. Well, not about all day. She gets tired. So we'll be swimming a little bit and then, you know, drinking beer and having some grilling. And it's not called barbecue. It's just grill. Because it's not like we smoke it for 10 hours or something.
Right.
But yeah, it should be a good weekend. Plus, you know, I have Monday off. Do you have Monday off or do you got to go in?
I'm going in.
Oh, okay. Time and a half?
Yeah.
Attaboy. All right then. Well, let's get to the show then. Let's get to the beer, shall we?
Sure.
All right. So today I have in front of me a new beer from Greenwood Brewing. I haven't had Greenwood on the show in a while. They are the first female-owned brewery in Arizona, Greenwood Brewing. I've had Megan Greenwood on the show, and I hope to have her back soon. Today I have their offering Emra Light. It's E-M-E-R-A Light. It's a light hazy IPA. It comes in at a super crushable 3.6% alcohol by volume. Now hold on, I have to open my Instagram because I reached out and asked, what kind of hops are in this thing? And I got a response. Let's see here. Scroll down a little bit. And let's see here. Here it is. They have Strata, Eldorado, and Citra. hops. I got that from the brewer herself, Pretty Kitty Brewing. That's her handle on Instagram. So without further ado, pop off. What you got this week?
I got a beer that I am... okay, well, I'll tell you what it is. It's from Morgan Territory Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
It is their Locked, Bocked, and Ready to Rock Maybach.
Wow. I like the name.
Yeah. So, Maybach style, it's a spring-style beer. This bad boy is 6.90% ABV. It's a traditional... well, the website says 6.9. The can actually says 7. Giving a good solid sip.
All right, round up.
Yeah. The traditional Bavarian spring lager is marked by this malty character and balanced noble hop presence. Pilsen malt forms the base, while generous amounts of Munich and Vienna malt round out the grain bill, creating a caramel-like flavors with toasty highlights. Noble Herzbrucker hops provide the balance and the sweet maltiness while adding spice and floral notes to the flavor and aroma. It's medium bodied with medium carbonation. And without any further ado, pop off. Now, what I was going to say is, this one's different in the fact that, you know, a lot of beers I tried for the first time on the show, but I've been drinking this one at least the last week and a half, because I'm really digging this one right now. Wow. This is my jam at the moment. Yeah.
This is your summer beer. Can you get it all the time, though? I mean, with these microbrews, sometimes it's not available.
No, it is a spring. It is a spring seasonal.
Okay.
So it's not a summer beer. No. And I don't know. I do drink them and enjoy them, but I'm not crushing them like lightweight beers, because this one still punches in at 7%. So very enjoyable, very easy to drink. Mm-hmm. Has a good beer aroma, nice sweetness. It's like also bready, like very grain forward up front.
Right.
Very, very little like bitter hop note to it.
Of course, yeah. And it's got that amber color or dark.
Oh, yeah.
Dark red.
Yeah, the orangish amber looking more.
Right. Very nice. That sounds delicious. I haven't had a Bock in a while, let alone a Maybach. So I got to find. There's not too many out here, actually, to be honest. A lot of IPAs. Few stouts, few lagers, not a lot of bocks. But I always enjoy a good bock. Kind of miss Gordon Biersch, because I can always go over there and get a Maybach at pretty much any time of the year. They're not here no more. All right. Getting back to mine, my Greenwood Brewing, the Emerald Light. It is light. It is a little bit on the sweet side. I wouldn't call it a sweet beer, but there's maybe it's just the perception of sweetness, just because of the citric nature to it. It's very refreshing, very crisp, and it is a citric IPA. It's got a slight bitterness to it, like a pithiness to it. I wouldn't call it bitterness; it'd be pithy, and it like it wants to be sweet, but it's not. It's a very delicate IPA. And I'm not using that term, pejoratively. I'm just saying it's very good. It is at 3.6%. You could totally crush these. This is definitely a good pool beer. And I don't like to add fruit to my beer, but this might look good Instagram-wise with, you know, like a little orange slice on it or maybe even a lime. Just because the lime will offset the color of the beer, because it's very light, very straw, very yellow. Like, you get your... yellow or yellow gold crayon out, and that's exactly what you got. You'll see it in Instagram when I post it. But this is so far so good. I really enjoy this beer. I like it.
That's cool. Who makes that one again?
Greenwood Brewing out of Roosevelt Row in downtown Phoenix. Good old Megan Greenwood. Well, she's not old, but you know what I mean. All right. And you kind of already talked about your beer, so let's get to some beer news, shall we?
Sure.
All right, so the first news story I'd like to bring up is an Alabama beer story. Sweet home. don't talk about them too often, but when they do something that makes waves, I like to talk about them. So down in Alabama, they are going to pass a house bill that will allow breweries or brew pubs to sell more beer per customer at a time. So right now, under the current law, they can't sell a customer more than 288 ounces of beer per day to consume off premises. So I did the math real quick so you don't have to. That comes to 18 cans of beer a day. The 18 pints, 16 ounce cans. So you can buy 18 at a time. Now, I don't know about you, but that's enough for me. I usually don't buy more than, what, 4? Maybe 8 if I buy two different ones, two different 4-packs.
To take home?
Yeah, take home.
Yeah.
Even Crowlers, so Alan.
About,
yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about like 4 4-packs in, right? Or 4.5 4-packs?
Yeah. Yeah, 18, yeah. 4.5 4-packs. Now you can get up to 54 cases of beer.
54 cases of beer?
I mean, not cases, cans. Sorry, 64 pints of beer. So that comes to about like 13.5 4-packs. That's a lot. So shitlords down there are loving it because now they could buy more. But this also, this house bill that's coming up for this, House Bill 539 is also, what do you call it? There's also a boon to distilleries too because now they can sell up to 4.5 liters of spirits per customer. Right now, they can only sell 2.25 liters per customer. The law will also allow brew pubs to donate 31 gallons of beer to charity and nonprofit events. So, like, if they want to donate to, like, say, a charitable event for, like, I don't know. I'm just, top of my head, United Way is throwing a fundraiser. Not that they're going to, they could, you know, sell beer to the people who go there for, you know, whatever the fundraiser is. You know, they can have a beer tent. So, it's not like they are making money off it. It's going for, you know, donation, like it says. So, I think that's kind of cool. Right now, the current limit is 2 kegs. So this House Bill 539 is just upping all the limits.
So. Right. Oh, okay. I think that's good. That's got to be a positive, right?
Yeah. It's a boon for the breweries and the distilleries down there.
Right.
These prohibition laws, man, made it hard.
Oh, okay. Like, which makes me think, like, are there others, like I've never run into that problem where I bought too much beer.
Right.
And they had to not sell me beer because of buying the quantity.
I know that, well, there's some like...
They stopped me for other reasons.
Yeah, you can't sell if you're too drunk. I know Texas barely just started doing it like a couple years ago. We talked about that on the show. And so each state's got their own laws. And you know, maybe it's more like one of those, well, let's set it at this level and see what it's like. And then maybe in a couple years we'll come back around and see if that level's good or if we need to increase it or decrease it or whatever. Maybe that's what happened in Alabama. They set the law and then like revisit it. Okay, maybe we'll up it a little bit. People are behaving. we can increase this a little bit more to help brewery sell some beer.
Definitely. And it's also like, you know, like, I don't know, city events or festivals, stuff like that, they get more beer donated to them. And
that's like publicity, you know, too,
right? Yeah, so they donate the beer and then, you know, they sell it at the festival for cheap or whatever, or even sample it. Yeah, it's the advertising,
right,
that goes with it. And then yeah, the whole, hey, you know, these guys help out our community, we should go, if I'm gonna go to get some beer, I'm gonna get some of their beer type.
Yep, exactly. So I think it's a good idea. And a new house bill. Hopefully it passes. It hasn't passed yet. I think it's just been introduced. So. All right. Let's see. Moving on.
Should we start a campaign to rock the vote out there in Alabama?
I think we're good for right now.
Okay.
Going across the pond, a man takes on 124-pint challenge to save pubs after experts say it's needed to rescue industry. So.
Oh, well, that's stale beer.
When finance firm Company Debt claimed that every adult in the UK would need to drink 124 pints of beer to make up for the estimated £25.6 billion loss to COVID, Many Twitter users welcome the latest expert advice as guidance they could get behind. However, one 23-year-old from Northwest Somerset has taken the call seriously. When the Twitter account News for All shared the story on May 13th, stage technician Bob Curie simply replied, "All right." At the time of the writing, Curie is now down 25 pints as he slowly but surely makes his way to the 124-pint target reported needed for him to play his part. 124. See, you're starting in like May because they opened up the pubs. I think they said in the story May 17th. So May 17th through December 31st. I'm just ballparking. That's when they were talking about to the end of the year. You're talking, let's see here. You got about almost a third of the year's done. So you got 2/3 left. You got about, 30-something weeks? Is that right? I don't know. I'm totally spitballing, ballparking. 30-something weeks left. So it's about 4 pints a week. But you have to go out and drink it, though. You can't just drink it at home. Right. You have to go to the pub.
I see in there the difference between buying a beer at the pub versus getting beer to go home.
Yeah.
So, which could possibly be easier now in Alabama.
So, I mean, it's doable, especially if you're, young and you have disposable cash.
And time to kill.
And time to kill. And, barring any physical disabilities. I don't mean being a handicapped person or what do they call them now? Physically disabled? I'm saying what if you're sick? Or what if you have other plans or something that week, or you go on vacation or something. So, what 124 pints is doable. I don't know if every living person in the UK will be able to do it. So, looks like Mr. Curie here might have to make up for some of the other people.
Yeah. What's the name of the guy doing the challenge again?
His name is Bob Curie.
Yeah, Bob. Bob's a good dude.
He's a. What do they call him? Lads. He's a proper lad.
Yeah, proper lad. Chap.
Delightful. All right, this next story hits a little bit closer to home and a little bit closer to my heart, actually, more than home, because I don't live out in California anymore. But in Yosemite National Park, Mountain Craft Brew is being served.
Right.
So they're super excited, and it's been a long time dream for my husband, says Hannah Wackerman with the 1850 Brewing Company. He actually worked in the Mountain Room restaurant when he was 19 years old before he went to the Navy. So he dreamed of looking across the pathway there to the bar and putting his beer over there someday. Hannah Wackerman and her husband Jake own 1850 Brewing Company and restaurant in Mariposa. As you know, Mariposa is just right outside of the park. You have to pass through it to get to the park if you're coming from Sacramento. Their new Mist Trail Hazy IPA. Hey, we've hiked the Mist Trail, me and you. Will be poured in the Curry Bar. Not Curry, but Curry. Remember Curry Camp? That's where we stayed, right? That camp? Camp Curry? So. Yeah.
Yeah, Camp Curry.
In the Mountain Room in Yosemite Valley, their White Wolf beer will be served. Let's see, what else? Southgate Brewing Company in Oakhurst is a popular spot for craft beer enthusiasts, and now the Glacier Point Pale Ale is available at Mountain Room. So the Curry Bar and Mountain Room are two spots. I know that there wasn't many spots that served beer. I know the Awani Hotel, the esteemed four-star hotel there, they have a dining room that has, it's got the cloth table, tablecloths, linen tablecloths and all that stuff, and very fancy. And you were able to partake in libations there. But for the most part, it was National Park, just serve soft drinks and snacks and stuff.
Right.
So the fact you can get craft beer in the park now, that's kind of cool. I just don't get drunk and hike. Please. Let's see.
Hey.
Yeah.
That'd be funny if they have a Gorp-themed beer.
Hey, but why not, man? I'm sure there's somebody out there who's done it, right?
Probably.
What is it? Good old raisins and peanuts?
That's what some say, or some say granola, raisins, whatever. They acronym it out or whatever.
Oh, it whatever suits them. You know, good old raisins, yeah. Peanuts. But yeah, you throw granola in there, maybe some M&Ms.
Right.
What kind of gorp you like?
Shit, I haven't had gorp ever.
Well, they call them trail mix. You know, you go to like you go to AMPM or Circle K, and they have the little packs, the ready-made packs, Planters or whatever. I like the traditional the best, because usually there's M&Ms, because I like a little bit of chocolate in there. But that's just how I roll.
That's the edge you're flirting on.
The what?
The edge you're flirting on.
Yeah, that's right. All right. You know what time it is?
I think I do.
It's time for everyone's favorite segment on Cold Brew, because it's my favorite segment. It's time for the Cold Brew List.
As we proceed to give you what you need. All right, let me ask you this. Have you tried every type of beer?
I'm getting there. So I'm going to say no.
All right. Well, I'm with you too. I'm wise enough to know what other stuff I do not know.
All right.
And I have a short list of surprising beer types you have never heard of.
Oh man, right, are you sure?
So let's talk about some very, very specialty style beers or variations of beers, mm-hmm. and you know, oddities, if you will, in the beer world. The first one though is one that we did feature on the show. It's Rauch beer. Am I saying that right?
Rauch?
Rauch beer.
That's the smoky beer.
Yes, the old school smoky German beer.
Very nice.
It does translate to, say, smoked beer.
Oh, okay. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah. Okay. So this year, Nevada and Dovetail Brewings are two brewing companies that are bringing this style beer to the U.S.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Next. It's Poland's contribution to the smoked beer genre. It's Grodziski. I think that's how you say it. Grodziskie.
Yeah, maybe the E does something weird to the pronunciation at the end, but I would say it the way you say it.
It was first brewed in the city of Grodzisk.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just a. Another smoke style beer, but it's well, in this article it quotes it as the Polish champagne.
All right.
The next one is Shati. Am I saying that right?
I think it's Sati. Maybe it's Shati. I mean, it's a Norwegian beer, right? Or Scandinavian beer?
Scandinavian brew, yes.
Okay.
It's going through a revival. It's hard to say how old it is because it's so old. It dates back to the Vikings. And let me see what it says on the style. It doesn't have a description of it.
I want to say they bitter it with juniper, or not juniper, but some kind of evergreen tree rather than hops. That's what distinguishes it from beer.
All right. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one may be only available in South Africa. It is Umkhom Bothi.
All right then.
Bothi. U-M Q-O-M B-O-T-H-I.
You lost me at Q.
That translates to Coors. It's very vine hot. Very high in alcohol and vitamin B. Hey, there you go.
Oh, shit. All right. To get your vitamins while you drink beer. Nice. Yeah. Wait a minute. Is it one of those, like, novelty t-shirts, vitamin B means beer?
Right. Like the periodic table trick.
Yeah, exactly.
It's also brewed at home. Oh, it's mixed with their maize meal, their corn malt, sorghum, and yeast. I heard about that missionaries have brought that maize meal to South Africa to like provide sustenance for the people. They make bread, but yeah, they make beer out of it, or you know, stuff to ferment and distill.
Right. Oh, okay. So they throw that in there as well. That's interesting. I don't know if we'll ever get it here. I'm sure Dogfish had probably already tried.
Oh, jeez.
They'll try anything once, those guys. So is that it?
All right. Yes, short and sweet.
Nice.
This week.
So out of all those, I've tried Rausch beer. In fact, I think Historic Brewing up there, I want to say, are they in Flagstaff or Williams? They're way up north in Arizona. They won a medal three or four years ago at GABF for their Rausch beer. So they, you know, they put themselves on the map for a hot second. They haven't done anything since. And but I've had Rausch beer, not from them, but I've had Rausch beer. And then I've had Sati before. And that was over at, what was the name of that place that we used to go to every Tuesday or every once a month? Chrissy used to work there. Yeah, Wine Club in Santa Clara. That's when I had the Sati the one time. That's when I learned about it.
Okay.
So I don't know if it might have been one of that, because I think you missed 1 or 2 weeks. Otherwise, you've had it too. You probably just don't remember.
Probably.
How's your beer treating you?
Good. Almost gone. I really enjoy this one. Like I said, it's easy to drink. However, it's not in the crushable category just because of the ABV.
Yeah, the 7.0 or 6.9. Or at least you shouldn't
crush it. Hey, to each their own, right? I'm not going to stop
you. We all have our tolerances.
Yeah.
It's way above mine, though. All right, so we are going to untap our beers right now. Untap, so just search Cold Brew Podcast. Friend us and we'll friend you back. We haven't had a friend in a while. A new friend, anyway. Got a bunch of friends out there. Let me see here. We will untap this. You had by... I remember it was Morgan Territory, but I forgot the name of the beer.
Locked, Bocked, and Ready to Rock.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Locked, Bocked, and Ready to Rocked. Rock, excuse me. And what would you like to rate this beer at?
I'm gonna give it a 4 for my box style. This is a 4. This one hits all the right notes.
You want me to just write that? Hits all the right notes.
Yes.
Hits all the right notes. Save. Check-in has an overall rating right now of 3.76, so we give it the Cold Brew Bump. Now, this here is a Session IPA, a light hazy IPA, excuse me. That's what they call it on the can. It's a Session Hazy. It is really good. I like it. I think it's a fantastic Session Hazy IPA for high IPA drinkers who want to the IPA style of beer without getting fucked up right away. It's really good at 3.6%. This is awesome. I'm gonna give this one a 4.0 as well. I really like it. I haven't had too many Session IPAs with this much flavor that I can remember. Maybe I have, but I can't remember that right now. So that's what I'm gonna give it. So let me look this up right here. It's called Emera Light. There it is. It has an overall rating right now of 3.72. None of our friends have rated it. I'm gonna give it a 4.0. And I'm going to put excellent session beer with full flavor. And, you know, sometimes you get a session beer or a light beer and it's got flavor, but it's very subdued. This one's right there. They did a really good job with this one. I had to have another drink. And going from one social media platform to another, it's time for another Instagram follow of the week, because I forgot to do the poll again. Look at this Instagram. But this one is from my buddy, Bill S. Hazy Can, that's his name on Instagram.
Bill S. Preston?
Yeah, and Ted Theodore Logan. And don't forget Bill the Esquire. Hazy Can, check him out on Instagram. Let's see, Hazy_Can. AZ_Ken. According to his profile, he's a video creator, and he does some really good. In fact, I asked him about his videos and such. In the Sandbox, AZ, Familia, the beer emoji, the hamburger emoji, and the tree emoji. Positivity, powerlifting. Give me a woman who loves beer, and I will conquer the world, he says.
And awesome.
I got to meet him for the first time today when I went up to Ad Astra. He and his wife were up there, probably just, you know, get away for the weekend. And she went off to do something, and he went off to do something, and that something was to meet up at Ad Astra Brewing and have a couple beers and just shoot the shit. He's a listener of the show. He's probably listening to this right now. What's up, Bill? And I really dig his style, even from before we met on Instagram. I just dug his style, and I like his videos that he posts on Instagram. And he does a lot of virtual cheers. He's put some powerlifting into his videos. Man, this guy he's just built. He's like a tank, dude. Yeah. Like, yeah, he's just he's got these massive arms. Cool guy, man. But he couldn't be more in tune with people and society than anyone. He's not like a meathead, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, a good compliment.
So he's a cool motherfucker. Follow him right now on Instagram, Hazy_Can, and you'll see what I see about him, because he's a cool dude.
Word.
All right. And moving right along, I haven't heard anybody or feedback from our show last week. Maybe it's still too soon. It's only been out for a couple days, so we'll see what's going on. Hopefully some people reach out and let us know how we're doing as far as talking about women's issues in craft beer, because I know it's on everybody's lips, and maybe some people are afraid to talk about it because they still need time, because it's all relatively new and raw right now, you know what I mean?
Right.
But one thing I do want to talk about that's not beer related. The other day I was driving with my daughter, and she told me to put on a driver's license by Olivia Rodrigo. Have you ever heard of Olivia Rodrigo?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I'm like, all right. And so I listened to it, and it's about a girl who's trying to get over her ex, and she's driving past his house, but she doesn't turn down his street anymore. You know, it's very raw and emotional, visceral. Like, she paints a good picture, and she's got a pretty good voice. I'm like, oh, okay, this is kind of a grown-up theme, but she really loves it, my daughter. I'm like, okay. And then the other day, she told me to put on Deja Vu. It's another song by Olivia Rodrigo. Same type of theme, you know, getting over a love loss. And she just came out with a new album. And I was listening, you know, I like to listen to Bill Simmons' podcast, and on his last one, he gave like the last 15 minutes to his daughter and her friend, and they talked about this album that just dropped. Because before it was just singles, so I'm like, all right, I gotta listen to this, because my daughter's totally into her. I kind of want to hear it for myself. So I listened to the whole album, and it's a pretty fucking good album, man. There's a lot of Taylor Swift-ishness going on there, little Billie Eilish, some Avril Lavigne, some Alanis Morissette type stuff. As far as heartache, she's got like a really vulnerable, delicate style voice. But when she cranks it up, man, it's powerful. So I'm like, holy shit, this is she's the new it girl right now. I like her better than Billie Eilish. I know a lot of people really dug Billie when she came out, and I understand her style and her what she's all about. I like her body positive image and all that, but I don't know, something about Olivia's songs just strike me more. And it's pretty awesome. And now since I listened to what Bill's daughter and her friend talked about it, it seems like a lot of talk on TikTok saying that this album is called Sour, so she might be coming out with one pretty soon in the next few months called Sweet, which instead of, because the whole album's about love loss and getting over it, and so the next one might be about being in love, you know what I mean? So
She comes out with WAP part 2?
We'll have to wait and see. What about the remix with who's she remix with? Liz, a little baby remix? Maybe some Trippy Red?
No, what's that guy? Tekashi.
Oh, Tekashi 69. That'll be the day. I think she's got something, man. I really like, and I hope some of our listeners take time to listen to her if they haven't. And I just want to put my foot on the bandwagon before everyone else does. That's all.
Nice. So that'll be your next concert.
I mean, dude, I already looked up, and she's not touring yet. I did see Billie Eilish is coming around here in April. I know my daughter likes her, but man, those tickets. Holy shit. Maybe with Olivia Rodrigo, the tickets won't be as much. Because, like, Billy is, like, drawing, like, $100 tickets. And that's, like, in the, you know, in the way in the back, not even in front row. Right. She just blew up, man. She might be out of my price range for now. But I do want my daughter to see her, though, so who knows. You'll get there one of these days, man. You'll want to take your daughter to a concert of someone that she likes. So whether you like the music or not, I would suggest to learn it. I wouldn't say you better learn it, but you better figure out what it's all about. That way you can understand, get into your child's head. That's all. That's what it's all about, man. All right, man. Anything else you'd like to bring up this week?
No, it was a sad week. For those of you that know us or follow the news, unfortunately, there was a mass shooting here in the San Jose area that hit too close to home, as it was my wife's place of employment. And thankfully, she's safe. And a lot of people were safe. However, you know, the damage was done and it hit hard.
Yeah.
And then, you know, wake up this morning and there was a massive shooting in Miami the other night. It just senseless violence, man. I mean, we hear about it every day and somewhat desensitized to us. But when something hit like it did in San Jose the other day, it really makes you think what's wrong with people, you know?
Yeah, and I think above anything, the mental health of the nation needs to be addressed. I think that's the first foremost thing. And It would help. I don't know if it'll be the ultimate solution, but it's a step in the right direction. So perhaps maybe healthcare should be paramount right now.
Right.
Anyway, all right. So thoughts and prayers. I mean, what else can you do? I'm sure there's some GoFundMes and some charities. So those of you who want to go, I haven't looked up any, but I'm sure those of you who know have donated already. So thank you for that. And let's raise a pint to those who passed away. You know, in fact, when that happened, I didn't even look at the story when they talked about the guy who did it. But I did immediately click on the article that I saw when they talked about the guys who got killed. And I learned all their names. I read all about them. Well, in the article anyway. Not all about it. I don't know them personally. But it's bad, man. It's just, there's nothing good about it. All right. So cheers. Cheers to them and their families. Thank you for downloading yet again another Cold Brew podcast. I am Greg. He is Sorcerer Chromatic. And we like to wish you cheers.
Until next time.
To be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.